We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, speaking with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Wade and Board Member Dave Colburn. And we're previewing tonight's Board of Education meeting, 6:30 Robinson Education Center. And let's just go ahead and get right into it. We talked a lot earlier, so we may as well get right into it. You might want to start with honors or recognitions first. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we do. We have recognition tonight of some of our teachers that are literacy award winners from Kansas Reading Roadmap. Kansas Reading Roadmap is a program that was put into place in 2013. It involves partnerships with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club, school district, and the KRR people. And it's focusing on family engagement, literacy. And they've asked schools that have KRR programs to identify a teacher who's outstanding in the area of early literacy. So all of our schools that have KRR identified teachers, so we'll recognize them tonight, which is always exciting to be able to do that.
And he looks very sorry, Michelle.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Go ahead. Any other recognitions to go through?
No, that's going to be it for the recognitions tonight. But we've got our MHS Envirothon team came in first in state, so they have a request to go to North Carolina for a National Conservation Foundation Envirothon event. So exciting to be able to give them that opportunity.
And do you have any donations to note tonight as well?
We do. Give me just a second.
No problem. We'll fill the time in the meantime.
Oh, the reel. All right, we've got a bunch. So we've got $2,300 worth of football cleats from Dick's Sporting Goods donated to Eisenhower Middle School. We've got $1,969 cash donation to Northview Elementary for field trips, $1,000 cash donation from the Public School Foundation to the Kevin Coffey BPA account, to the Manhattan High School Business Professionals of America travel expenses, $4,200 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for supporting students there, $1,000 cash donation from the DeHart Plumbing and Heating and Cooling to USD 383 for the Fit Closet, $2,298 cash donation from Anthony Middle School Booster Club for filling stations and water fountains, $4,256 cash donation from the Middle School Booster Club for installation of projector in the cafeteria, $1,367 cash donation from TR Theodore Roosevelt Elementary PTO for field trips, $1,000 cash donation from Dylan Mack to the Manhattan High School for equipment and travel for the Manhattan High School baseball team, and a $1,364 cash donation from the Northview Elementary PTA for transporting kids to the Northview kids to the Omaha Zoo. So a lot there tonight for a total of $20,756.
Ooh, that's a nice sum.
Thanks to all those folks that work so hard to donate, to do things for our kids.
I'd like to jump in with some of the things from Michelle Jones from Communications.
Of course.
And these tie in well with what Dave was saying earlier about air conditioning, that we have so many programs. They start as soon as school ends. We start up with all kinds of summer activities that go right up until the start of school. And those summer programs, they're in full swing this last week. Summer meals, breakfast, and lunch are being served at several of our schools throughout the district. And any kids age 1 to 18 can eat for free through the end of July. There's not any paperwork. They just show up and eat. And if people go to our website at usd383.org, they can find those sites and more information. Summer reading at some of our elementary school libraries has begun. It's a partnership with Manhattan Public Library Summer Reading Program. And again, go to our website for information about that. And we just go right, in a lot of ways, it's going from one year to the next. And we're already, online registration is going to be open for next year starting July 15th. And it's July 15th through August 2nd. And then school begins August 14th. So
already
enjoy
the
summer, kids.
It's coming quick. And, we're breezing through the time here. Maybe we need to get you guys an hour at some point. But
we might have to.
Yeah.
And the meeting's it's the usual time, 6:30 tonight.
Of course. Just touch on some of the main highlights tonight that you think are some of the big items. CBS. Hey, there we go.
Hey, okay. We've got the health services annual report. We've got the athletic and activities participation report, which something I can real quickly comment on is it looks like two-thirds of our students at the high school are involved in some kind of athletics activities outside. So that's great to see that there's that many of them. We always want it to be more, but we keep adding things for them to be involved in, trying to encourage that. We've got some board policies on graduation requirements. We'll hear the board's got a copy of the accreditation report that the state came in and looked at our district and gave us a report on that. And construction update, of course.
So, and looking at the accreditation report real briefly, is it looking good?
Yes, we're on track. We've got there's a 5-year process to meet all of everything, and they said that we are where we need to be, and they look at there's some foundational pieces. Do we have early learning? Do we have are we attentive to diversity, achievement, those areas? And they said we're doing fine there. We're doing fine in terms of we had to identify some goal areas we're going to work on, and social emotional is an area for us, personalized learning, some of those that. They're happy with the progress we're making, but they're going to hold us accountable. And when they come back next year, they want to see that where we are this year, that we've improved between now and then, which is what we're supposed to do.
And Dave, I wish I could ask you guys more about all of this, but your thoughts briefly kind of on the progress there for accreditation as well.
To be honest, that's not something that the board gets, very involved in. We
okay.
just rely on Dr. Wade to sort of give us updates. And what I do want to comment about tonight in tonight's meeting, we've got a number of things that we're going to vote on, but I think one that's really important, and Dr. Wade can speak to it way better than I can, is a school mental health initiative. I think that's something that goes really directly to helping our kids, and it's, I think, the most important thing on the agenda tonight.
But I'm glad you mentioned that. That's part of the accreditation. One of the areas we identified, like I said, would be the social emotional, and we have a partnership to present to the board tonight with Pawnee Mental Health, the school district, and then the Technical Assistance Network from the Department of Education, where we're going to work together on how do we better meet the mental health needs, not just of the school district and our students, but of the community. And we had, for instance, we had a meeting yesterday talking about stress levels in staff and how do we have high expectations of people, expect them to work hard, but also encourage them to take care of themselves and their families while they're doing their job. And what steps can we take? So, for instance, this last year, putting in place our employee assistance program, other things like that. So tonight there's going to be a presentation from the Technical Assistance Network to the board about how we're going to move forward together with this grant opportunity we got.
All right. And all great stuff. And, man, we're already out of time, guys.
Oh, gosh.
So 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center. Check it out. And thank you again for coming out, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back shortly here on News Radio KMAN. You're listening to In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes